It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Hello, Fairbanks, and welcome to our show, Fairbanks Foodies. I hope you're doing great on this wonderful Saturday afternoon. Fairbanks Foodies, on this show, we look at recipes you can try, menus to create, beverages to enjoy, food, fun with your friends and family, the perfect four F's in the world. And today, in the studio with me, I have a very good friend. He hasn't been on during the cold spell, but his personality is now starting to thaw. My good friend Rob Hicks. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, David?
Doing well. You survived the winter?
I don't know. It's not over yet, man. It was snowing on the ground again this morning up on my hill, man.
Come on. You got to suck it up.
I'm tired of it.
It was a long one, wasn't it?
Tired.
But with that comes our outdoor season of cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up at your house this week. And you told me what you're going to cook, and I gave you a few instructions, but you knocked it out of the park. I mean, you knocked it out of the park. What did you make?
It was a pork rack of, what did that say on that package? A pork rack of something.
Pork, basically a big pork loin.
It was a big
bone-on pork loin.
And it was you know, basically a rack of ribs, but it had the loin on it, put the tenderloin. And it was
just the loin. It was the loin, not the tenderloin.
Okay. But it was about, 6 pounds or something?
Yeah.
It was 8 ribs? Man.
So did you prep it? Did you marinate it? Did you?
No. I just, there's this place in Maryland where when I was living back there called Red Hot and Blue. Killer place. And they got this mix that I use, and that's the rub that I use for all when I do my ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave, my buddy, Delaware Dave, he sends that up.
I'm Fairbanks Dave. You got Delaware Dave and Fairbanks Dave. Okay.
But anyway, he sends me the rub when I run out. And luckily, he had just sent some up. So I use that. And I put it on there about an hour before.
Mm-hmm.
And then got it on the grill.
What type of kettle grill?
Weber? My
Weber. Weber, yeah. Weber kettle.
Yep.
So basically, nothing special.
No.
Charcoal or?
Charcoal all the way. You know me.
Yep. Letting everyone know.
Yep. But I seared it up pretty nice, you know. And then I moved all the charcoal to one side and put that on the cold side. And then,
so you did direct and indirect.
Yep. And after about an hour of it cooking on the one, you know, on the cold side, I flipped it over and did the second hour that way. And I got my cheater probe out. My
temperature gauge? Cheater probe. Sounds phallic.
So, yeah, I knew right when it was, 145, man, boom, it was done. It didn't take as long as I thought it was going to. It was done early.
You're sending me photos 2 hours before dinner. But how long did you cook it direct, and how long did you cook it indirect? And did you use any wood chips?
Yes, I did. I used apple, and then at the end I had a little bit of cherry I threw on there. I went direct just maybe 3-4 minutes, rolled it around in it, got a good char on it.
Just got a sear on it.
Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it was indirect on the other side. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it really came out well.
it came out very juicy, flavorful. And, yeah, we almost didn't wait for dinner.
Right.
We started cutting off pieces and hogging it down.
That's a neat roast because back east, we call that a crown roast
because,
you know, you cut the little things out of there, and we didn't have no booties, too bad, you know.
Martha Stewart would have been not impressed.
But yeah, that turned out good. You know, that and some rusted potatoes cooked right on the coals. Can't beat it.
Yeah.
Can't beat it for a first effort of the year.
Oh. Yeah, you came over to my house on Sunday, and I cooked for you and Emily, and I cooked 3 wonderful fillets, and I got them at Costco. And what I did was I seared each side in butter for about 3 minutes, you know, put a sear on it. My spice rub was basic. You know, it was salt, pepper, a little bit of granulated garlic, a little bit of onion pepper. And I seared each side. Then I put it in the oven for 20 minutes at 300 degrees. Then while I was in the oven, I made that wonderful mushroom sauce.
That was good.
And, you know, so basically the recipe was you take, You take 8 ounces of cremini mushrooms sliced, and you put them in a saute pan, and then you saute them in butter for about, 8 minutes, starting to get them a little bit, cooked through. And you can cook mushrooms all day long. It's fun. And then I put in 1 cup of heavy cream, 1/2 cup of my homemade chicken stock, then a tablespoon of mustard, your Grey Poupon, then a tablespoon of Lean Perrins and some salt and pepper. And I cooked down the mixture. And as I was cooking down the mixture, after 20 minutes, I pulled the fillets out of the oven and let them rest, put foil over them, let them rest. And then I finished cooking down the mushroom sauce. But near the end of it, I put about 1/3 cup of Asiago cheese that I grated into it. And that was incredible. I mean, that was just good. That steak was so tender. When we cut into it, it was perfect, medium rare, came out about 132, right where I like it, 134. But the steak, it's about 2.5 inches thick, and it was just tender and tasty. And then I made the risotto because you and Emily demand risotto. And, I made my own chicken stock, Fairbanks. And what I did was the day before, we went to Costco and bought the fillets. But we also bought their chicken rotisserie there for $5. And Emily, she takes all the chicken off that and she nibbles on it during the week. And I took the carcass and I made stock out of it. And I put it in, a nice... probably a 4-quart pot, and filled it with water and put that in there. I put some carrots and some bay leaves in there, some peppercorns, some salt, some other things, and just put it in there. And I let it boil for about an hour and a half. Then I brought it up to a boil. Then I let it simmer for about an hour and a half. And then just let it sit for about another 4 hours and calm down in heat. I scraped off the fat on top. Then I sifted it through a strainer. And I had about, 10 cups of good chicken stock. And I used 4 cups in the Asiago. And I put mushrooms in there, some nice white button mushrooms that I diced up. And I put some Asiago cheese in there. And it was fantastic.
Rich.
That's what I made for your dinner. Did you like it?
Oh yeah, it was delicious. Like I said, it was rich, very rich. My palate is not used to that heavy cream and all that stuff all the time. But yeah, that's a treat, man. It was good.
That was good. Oh man, what is your you like using that Weber? How often do you use that during the summer? Weekly, daily,
not
a couple
dead.
Times a week. A
couple times a week.
Okay. And have you cooked any ribs yet?
No. That was just that rack we did the other day, but that was more of a roast than ribs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm waiting. You know me, man. I'll get when they go down to $2.49 a pound and I can afford them, I'll go get them.
Yeah. They're coming down a little bit more, but my goodness, it was something else. And then the week before, I made this one steak, and I talked about it last week on Fairbanks Foodies, but what I did was I got a very big, you could either use it as a bone-on ribeye or a one big large, one bone prime rib. Mm. And it was about, 2.5 pounds. It was about 3 inches thick. And what I did was I cooked it 3 different ways. The first thing I did before I put anything on it, put butter, I put butter in my cast iron pan, and I seared each side and every side, the edges of it, in butter for about 3 minutes a side. Got a good sear on it, and I had the outside. I had the my grill going, my gas grill going, and so then once I got the steak seared. That's when I spice it, and I spice it just with garlic, granulated garlic, and onion powder. But what I also did was I was going to cook this on, you know, on offset in my grill. And so I took my pan and I had some cherry chips and I wrapped them in, I had them in water, you know, put them in water for about 3 hours, wrapped them in aluminum foil, made some holes in it so the smoke could come out. Then I, before I put the steak on the grill for indirect cooking, I took one side of it and I just covered it with butter. But before I put the butter on, I put on thyme and rosemary, fresh thyme and rosemary. Then I put about a cube and a half of butter on there. And I brought the my cast iron out to my gas grill. And I have four burners. And I had the two middle burners off, and that's where I put the cast iron. Then I had the two outside burners on. And I started it high, and I put them on about medium high. And I put the cast iron down in the middle. And I put the ribeye or the prime rib on top of the grill, you know, so it was above the cast iron. And so all the drippings, all the butter drippings would go down in the cast iron grill. That way you wouldn't have flare-ups. And I cooked it, and I had a temperature gauge, a thermometer. I bought a meter, a M-E-A-T-E-R thermometer gauge. And that was able, you know, I plugged it in myself, downloaded the app on my phone, did it all myself, didn't have to call you for help. I was very proud of myself, mind you. And so I was able to tell the temperature, the internal temperature, which started at 54 degrees, the outside temperature that I was cooking at, which was 375, and I put the alarm at 123 when it was pulled off, and it gave me an estimated time, about 35 minutes, and, you know, so you could update the time and the temperatures and everything as I came off. And when I came off at 123, what I did was I pulled the steak off, and I set it on the grill for direct cooking, and I took a brush, and I brushed the butter that melted off the steak that went into my cast iron, and I just basted each side of that prime rib or that ribeye steak, whatever you want to call it. It was great for about 2 minutes aside, and then I got it up to about 132, 133. Then I pulled it out, stopped the cooking, tendered it in the house, cooked a few other things. And then Emily and I had that wonderful. It was just incredible. I mean, the taste of it was, you know, with the butter, your cherry wood, everything. It was just, it's hard to replicate that. You know, you can't walk into a restaurant and get something like that. But you can do something like that at your house, like you did with that. Crown pork loin, as I guess would call it.
Yep.
So those are Fairbanks, those are things you can do on your grill, on your gas grill, on your Weber, your charcoal Weber. These are the sort of things you do, and that's why we're talking about it. And guess what? We're coming in the summer. You know, my deck is now free of ice. And this, you know, today and tomorrow, on Saturday and Sunday, you know, cleaning it all up, you know, mopping it down, and just going to start enjoying. It's, you know, it's 40 above at times, but it's going to start. It's only going to get warmer, at least till September. And just going to enjoy the outside of the deck. You know, on the deck, I've got a smoker. I've got a gas grill. I have, those are my two primaries. Then off my deck, I have my big green egg, and I have my Weber Smoky Mountain smoker. And so it's going to be a summer of good food on the deck.
Yep.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. This is Fairbanks Foodies. Got my buddy Rob Hicks in here. We'll be back after these messages.
Looking for bold flavors, friendly faces, and a place that just feels right? Welcome to Humble Roots Beer Project, the newest craft brewery in Fairbanks. Located at 314 Wendell Avenue, mere steps from the heartbeat of downtown. From crisp lagers to hoppy IPAs and smooth stouts, there's a pour for every palate. Join us in our laid-back tap room. Grab a fresh crowler to go. Come see what's brewing at Humble Roots Beer Project. Stay stoked on local.
Bobby's Downtown is more than fine dining. It's a way of life. We welcome everyone and look forward to serving you. Whether you're in your Carhartts or your evening gown or tux. Yes, us. This is Rena from Bobby's Downtown. Come in and have an unforgettable dining experience. The Art Deco interior strikes a balance between casual and fine dining. Whether you're in the mood for pizza or prime rib, you'll find it at Bobby's Downtown. Open late Friday and Saturday nights, always non-smoking, on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Rob Hicks in the studio here with me here. We're just messing around and enjoying ourselves during the break and talking about pasta and other food locations. And we went to the Red Fox a little bit ago.
It was very surprising. It was good again.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember, we haven't gone there in a couple of years.
Yeah.
It really went downhill there for a while, but they
tell me how you really feel, Rob.
Well, they've recovered. I mean, I wouldn't say that and then not say they haven't recovered, because they have. It was very good.
Yeah. What did we have?
What we do? Wings and a big old thing of nachos or something like that.
Yeah, you ordered the wings, I ordered the nachos we shared, and it was good. We had good cold beer, good service, great service.
Yeah. And then we said, next time we go down there, we got to try the pizza, because pizza down there used to be dynamite. So I'm hoping that's as good.
We
got to
go for the pizza.
Yeah.
It looked good. You know, people were ordering it.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
They also look like they had some good burgers too.
Back in the day, we could go in there and get whatever we wanted, and it was good. But for a while there, I don't know what happened. It's the way it goes.
Some owners that just aren't as good as the previous owners or the post owners.
Yep.
Simple as that.
But they're back, and I'd highly recommend everybody go back there and try them out again, because we had a great time. No doubt.
There you go.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, what sort of restaurant are you going to try this week? Anything?
I think, just as a matter of fact, on the way home from here, I'm going to go get me some empanadas at the Empanada House, man. I got to give them a shout-out.
On airport?
Yeah.
Hey, it is what it is. You got to do what you got to do, and it's good.
Yep.
Empanada House on Airport Road. Shout-out by Rob Hicks. And if he doesn't like it, he's going to tell you.
No, I've been there. I like that place. They come up with some good specials every week, so you always get something different. Yeah, I like it a lot.
There you go. I wasn't expecting that one from you, the Empanada House. Yeah, we over Easter, me and some people, we went out to Pike's Landing. We went to Pike's Landing. They had the Easter brunch and just enjoyed it. Just, you know, good service, lots of people serving. You know, they had the whole complement of all their workers out there. Big day for them. It was great to see. Lots of smiles, clean. You know, they had it down. They had seatings at 11, 1, 3, maybe 5, but we were there for the 1 o'clock. And, you know, we got there about 5 minutes early, immediately seated.
That wasn't the first time post-COVID, right, that they've done the brunch?
They've done a few brunches. They do it like Mother's Day.
No, I mean, but this year, I mean, have they done, like last year, were they doing this? Or
no, this is their first, they're post-fire.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
post
right,
fire.
Right,
yeah,
right, right.
So,
right.
And they did a lot of improvements. You know, you gotta look at Jay, and he said, okay, we just had a fire here, so I'm going to use this to do, you know, not just rebuild the kitchen, but I'm going to improve a lot of other things. He shut down for about 6 to 8 months, and I mean, you know, he reappointed everything in there. It looks great.
Nice.
So anyway. I mean, we like sitting at the bar and having beer.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Did it change the menu up at all, or is it still the same pretty much?
It's still the same menu.
Yeah,
good menu. You know, I get my dragon wings.
And
they got a great Cheena burger there.
Yeah, they got big old burgers down there. Yep.
And they have some good nachos, and they have some good steaks. You know, they have good seafood, everything like that. And, you know, what the heck?
And they actually, for me, now, I know you're not a big salad guy, but they got some really good salads.
I like their black and blue salad.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, I like their salads a lot. And me and Emily went to Bobby's, and whenever we go to Bobby's, like last night we're at Bobby's, and she gets their hot chicken salad, and it's a great salad. You know, it's hot. You know, chicken that was cooked, chicken breast, sliced thin, then put on a Caesar salad, and just goes great. Goes great. And Bobby's has a great pizza. Where do you like getting a pizza at?
East Ramp. I really like East Ramp.
Okay.
And I like that one. What's the one over there on 3rd and Old Steese? House of Fire.
In the mall.
It. Yeah. Yeah, I like them. I took Corey down there to my nephew down there. That was really good.
I like their pizza, too. Yep. And I like Giraldo's, Bobby's.
I like Giraldo's.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting we have such good pizzas here in town. It really is nice.
There's a few, yeah.
What the heck? Where do you like to get wings at? Okay, Wing Boy.
Mama's Chicken or Mama's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Inside Tony's Sports Bar, yeah. They're great.
You know, we sit there and we'll be eating something. Then we'll see something with someone else someone else orders. We go, God, we want that. You know, the faux dishes.
Oh, that JD got the other
day?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Man. I got to go in there and have the faux.
I told you next time I go in there, I'm getting a bowl of that.
Then they have this double cheeseburger that looks like the old Big Boy burger. You know, the three buns with 2 half-pound, you know, burgers in there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the whole thing's about 8 inches tall. You know, it has all the lettuce, the tomato, the onion. You know, and it's just big.
Yeah.
And you're saying to yourself, that's a 3-day meal. Oh, and it comes with a plate of fries.
I got the drunken noodle in there one time a couple months back. Man, now that was good.
Really?
That was really good.
Okay.
That was a lot of it, too. Holy mackerel.
I've also got the coconut shrimp there.
Mm-hmm. I've had some of that.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. You know, they just have very good food there. And you're sitting there, you know, we Rob and I go in there and watch sports. And so we're enjoying beers at the bar, but we're seeing all these people, all these, you know, DoorDash people coming in for the food. And that's how you can tell a restaurant is good. How much DoorDash are they doing? And they're doing a lot of DoorDash.
They are doing a lot of DoorDash.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
Yeah. What the heck? Well, what else are you thinking in regards to foods? You're being silent there, buddy. Come on, let's get on the ball here.
I'm just
too much fun last night.
No, not at all. We're just we're getting into that time of year, like you said, and I've been trying to think of some things, you know, to dream some stuff up because you know we haven't really done any real smoking or anything like that yet. I mean,
I've not lit my smoker yet,
but I wouldn't mind getting out there and getting some thighs going. You know me, I love smoking up thighs and. I got to get some more wood because I used all my apple and I'm just down to a little bit of cherry left. So I got to go. What's it over at the warehouse? The Sportsman's, don't they have
Home Depot has a good Sportsman's Warehouse does.
Because I like to get I don't want the chips. I want the chunks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to get the chunks or the little wood, you know, the log.
Yeah. Yeah. If I can find branches in too. Boy, it's tough getting wood up here, like that kind of wood up here. Wish we had apple trees up here. I go.
Well, we have choke cherry trees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've used that.
Oh, yeah. I love choke cherry. That's one of my favorite woods.
Mm-hmm. That's a really hard wood. That is hard wood.
Yeah.
Because I remember
it's slow burning and it's mellow.
Yep.
It's slow burning and mellow.
I remember cutting some of that and going through a chainsaw one day or the blade one day. It's like, wow, that is some hard stuff.
Yeah.
Mm.
It is.
That does. That makes a nice mellow, you know. And what's the other one? What does everybody use for the fish up here? Alder, yeah. Yeah, you can get that.
Why would I go get anything for fish? Why would I smoke fish? That's right. I would not. I would not ruin good alder wood on fish.
Mm. I'll tell you what I'm really excited for this summer.
What's that?
I'm going to get my rotisserie app for my Weber that I got last year. I just started on it last year, then winter hit.
Starting to figure it out and had to shut it down for the winter?
That's right. Just like when I figured out the martinis and then had to put it on hold for Lent.
Well, you're back to martinis.
You got that right.
So how do you make your martini?
Oh, man. I get my glass and I submerge it nice, you know.
Yeah, get it chilled.
Get it chilled, chill real good. And I like getting the vermouth, good dry vermouth, and I put a little shot of whatever. You know, you don't have to measure that. You just kind of swirl it around in the glass anyway and throw it down the sink.
Yeah.
But I get my I like vodka. And I like them dirty, not real dirty, just a little bit of olive juice. And I put it in the shaker and I shake it
was
up real
ice?
Good. Yep. And I shake it up real good in the shaker and then I pour it in the glass and then, you know, throw a couple 3 hours in there with it. That's how I like mine. Ah, yummy. And I was using that Grey Goose last time. That was good.
You know, Fairbanks, he was giving me a call before Lent. This is before Lent. And he was saying he's getting really good with these martinis. I'm going, martinis? You're making martinis? And so I guess, you know, in life you can progress.
Well, I live alone, and I have time because I'm retired.
Yeah.
So, you know, I find things that take time and, you know.
Become a martini-making expert.
And the worst part about all that is you got to clean everything up afterwards. I
know. Oh, but you're tired. And it's probably 3 days later.
No, I'm like you. I try to just throw everything in the sink and then hit it first thing in the morning.
Yeah, well, the coffee's brewing is when I do the dishes.
You got it.
That's it.
A good way to do it, man. That's a good way to do it.
I know. What I've been doing for breakfast, you know, if I try to have one good meal a day that I make, and I went and got like a 3-pound thing of 80-20 hamburger, and I make you know, patties out of it, you know, about 1/2 pound each or about 1/3 of a pound each. In the morning, I'll fry one up, and then I'll crack 2 eggs and. Fry up the eggs, you know, over easy, then put the eggs on top of the patty and have my breakfast that way.
That's the classic Ronnie Franklin burger.
Oh, really?
From the lodge at the Chattanooga Lodge, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Ronnie's big thing. That was good. That was very good.
Eggs over burger.
Eggs over burger. Mm. You know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, I like that, man. Do you put anything in your burger or you just go straight burger? You put it any
depends
seasoning
what I,
in
if
it?
I make a meatball, I put stuff in it. But right. If I go burger, you know, just, if I'm having people over, I'll put in, you know, some items, you know. But if I'm just doing something like that.
Right.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Making it easy and simple. But. You know, it just depends on who's coming over and what I'm making it for. So
I've been doing when I make my meatballs now. I don't do it every time, but the last couple of times I did it. But I a pound of good ground beef, you know, 93.7, and then get a pound of good hot Italian sausage and mix it all together and make my meatballs that way. Man, that's really good.
Yeah,
I really like that.
Yeah, I don't use the hot Italian sausage. I put in the
that hot Italian sauce.
I put in the sweet Italian.
Man up. Come on.
But the reason why is I try and put in my own spices on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I would say,
heat.
Too.
My own heat. Don't be berating me on how I make my meatballs. I'm Italian. You're Philly. You flounder from Philly. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Well, Rob, I do appreciate you coming on the show.
Are we done already?
It's, you know, we're coming to the last minute,
man.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you got planned for this weekend?
I think just laying low, man. I got a couple more weeks before I go back to see Mom back in Baltimore. So I'm just, you know, trying to, you know, starting to spring clean, you know, all that fun stuff.
Fairbanks, I'm getting a very devastating look. Rob, thank you again for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, man. Yep. I appreciate it.
Fairbanks, you have a great Saturday here, a great weekend. Get outside, start your grilling outside, start your cooking outside, start your smoking of food outside. I don't care what you do outside. Just get outside because it's not 30 or 40 below anymore.
That's right. Get on out there, people.
And I will see you next Saturday.
Bye, Fairbanks.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.